Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hector Barreto is here, too. Hector is a great friend of mine and a good friend of yours, whether you know it or not. He's the chairman of the Latino Coalition, former administrator of the SBA for a number of years, a very successful tenure as the administrator of the SBA. I watched him. I saw him. I saw what a great job he did, and nobody cares more about small business owners than Hector Barreto does. And as leading the Latino Coalition, he's focusing his membership on policies that benefit Latino business owners. Hector Barreto, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be with you. I appreciate the opportunity.
You're always welcome here, Hector. Thank you for being here. Okay, so. Your organization is a political organization. You guys are focused on policy, and so now you got a new governor elect. What do you think?
Well, let me just clarify from on the front end. You know, our organization is considered to be a nonpartisan organization. You're right. We're very, very involved with policy, but we don't endorse candidates. We don't raise money for candidates or get involved in any partisan activities. We do have sister organizations to do that, but the Latino Coalition doesn't. But I'm actually cautiously optimistic. You know, nobody thought the election was going to turn out the way that it turned out. But as I mentioned to you before, with regards to policy, the things that Trump was talking about during this long campaign of what he was going to do to help our economy grow again, and he's very ambitious in the growth. He's talking 4-6%, which we haven't seen for decades.
Right. He's talking about what I call expansion instead of a permanent recovery. We've been in permanent recovery for 8 years.
Exactly. Well, one thing that we all know is Donald Trump does not think small. He's not interested in anything small. So he's talking about really jump-starting this economy. And, you know, the things that he's doing, look, it's already working. You know, you and I both know that a lot of times business people make their decisions based on really psychology. Do they
Right. There's emotion. The marketplace is emotional.
Yeah. And you're starting to see people, you know, getting excited. You're seeing the stock market go up. You're starting to see business people talking about expansion, about borrowing again.
Right.
So those are all very positive things. I'll tell you something I think is going to jumpstart our economy. He says that when the first day in office, he's going to undo a lot of these executive orders, especially those that were keeping business down, small business. And he's also talking about opening up our energy resources, which we really have not been able to do. The current administration has been very hostile towards energy.
He hates anything to do with carbon.
Right. But, I mean, there's so many different, you know, Trump talks about also new energies. He talks about clean coal. He talks about, you know, shale and doing it smart and doing it economically friendly. That could be, you know, the next tech boom could be our energy boom that we have in this country. And, you know, we just discovered one of the biggest finds of gas and oil in our history. So that's going to help us as well. It's going to create lots of jobs. That infrastructure bill that he wants to put forward, we're going to see what the details on that are because it looks like it's going to be a little bit pricey.
I'm not as impressed with that. That's a non-starter. I'm not saying the infrastructure doesn't need to be done. But this is not 1933. We're not going to go out there and put a bunch of people to work with shovels. That's just not going to happen.
You're absolutely right, Jim. But one of the things he's talking about, which is a little bit different, is doing this as kind of a public-private partnership where companies that want to do these things, and if they can have some incentives to do it, they'll invest the money. They'll build the bridges. They'll build
the ports. What we need to be doing with more things in this country.
Yeah.
The military has been doing this for a long time. So The thing that I'm on record with this, Hector, because I wrote a piece about this, of the five of the major things that keep small businesses up at night, that wake them up at 2 o'clock in the morning, of those five things, Trump is better than Mrs. Clinton would have been. Because for no other reason than he's made a payroll. He's created jobs. He knows what it feels like when the government gets in your grill.
There's no doubt about it. You know, we always talk about how one of the most important things for our families and for our businesses is the economy. And a lot of politicians talk about the economy, but, you know, they've got to do a primer course on what is the economy, what are the different parts of the economy. Donald Trump hits the ground running. I mean, he spent his whole life in business. He understands how these things work. And I think that's one of the things that people are getting people excited.
What are you advising him on, Hector? I know you're involved.
He's smart to
bring you in. And I wanted to know what are you guys doing for?
You know, we've been talking to them about SBA and things that you could do at SBA to make it better. You know, and remember the SBA programs, and you're very familiar with them. They haven't changed that much over the years.
Right.
You know, it's all about capital. It's about capacity building and training. It's about contracts. But can we do those things better? And so I'm trying to give them some ideas and some things that we can.
You're not gonna be up for the SBA administrator again.
No.
But I know, but my point is I see you as a Secretary of Commerce.
Well, listen, I want to help the administration.
Why wouldn't you take that, wouldn't you?
Look, you know this.
Secretary of Commerce U.S. Trade Representative. How about that?
If the president asks you to help, you're always open to it. You always listen.
Well, he and I are going to be on a conference call later today, and I'm going to. So you tell me which one you want: commerce or trade representative.
I want to help this country and help our economy and help.
I want to see you at commerce. I'm going to put you in. You have to tell me not to if you don't want to go. So
I got to have a little conversation with my wife. She thinks we already did our tour in Washington, D.C. Listen, I'm excited. We're going to do an inaugural event during inaugural week. We're going to probably do something on that Wednesday. The inauguration's on Friday.
Right.
We're going to invite a lot of our new congressmen and senators to come in. We're going to invite people from the administration, the new administration. So, look, I think there are things to be hopeful for. And let me tell you something. I think the expectations for Donald Trump are so low that if he even does half the things
right.
that he's talking about doing,
right.
I think he's going to be off to a really
good
start.
I think you're right. And I think the job sobers you up a lot, doesn't it? I mean, some of your hyperbole has to be dialed down a notch when you take on this job, doesn't it?
Campaigning and governing are two totally different things
altogether. Hector, I need your website quickly, please.
Sure. Our website is thelatinocoalition.com. All of our information will be on there, thelatinocoalition.com.
All right, so check that out. And folks, when we come back, there's a lot of hysteria out there, some of it in the Latino community and the Hispanic community. I want to get Hector on the record about that after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.